You know it, you love it. The Tim Hortons Southside Shuffle Blues and Jazz Festival celebrating its 25th anniversary this weekend at Memorial Park in beautiful Port Credit. David Wilcox headlines Friday. The legendary Downtown Blues Band is the big draw Sunday. And in between so many other fantastic artists, the big draw right here, right now in studio is our friend, festival founder and lead vocalist with Downtown Blues, Chuck Jackson. Welcome back, Chuck.
Grow staggerly.
Yeah, I know. I thought I would dial it right back.
That's only so great.
Yeah, for sure. Like all of us, Chuck.
Yeah. That's right. So the 25th annual, Chuck, take us back to the very first Southside Shuffle, how it came to be and what it was like.
Well, you know, being with Downchild, I was traveling all over North America playing festivals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went back to the BIA in Port Credit and said, we should have a blues festival. And they went, oh, we don't know blues festivals. You get motorcycle gangs and stuff.
Oh, like that. Really?
So they said, well, I said, well, what about if we call it the Blues and Jazz Festival? And they said, oh, that sounds better. Okay. So in 1999, we did the first one. There was just Downchild and Fathead, a great band, blues band from Toronto. And we played at the soccer field there that we used to be in the corner. And I think we had maybe 2,000 people. Now it's up to about 60,000 people, 150 bands.
Yeah.
And, Downchild's played every one of them. They must know somebody.
Yeah, exactly. They've got connections. What's the difference between an audience that goes to see one band or one artist and the audience that goes to a music festival? I feel like the energy would be slightly different. What do you think?
Well, you know, I kind of like call it, a blues Disneyland. You know, you do a whole bunch of different rides. And so we try to actually have different styles of music. It's not just blues, but, you know, we'll have, over the years, you know, we've had Dr. Hook. We last year we had Kim Mitchell.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like basically Zoomer Boomer music.
Yeah, for sure.
It sure is. And it's hard to imagine that someone would not have been at the Southside Shuffle since 1999. But for someone who's never been, kind of explain the experience. Paint us a picture.
Well, you know, it's fantastic because unlike a lot of places, you know, Port Credit's a small village, which you probably know about.
Beautiful.
And it's right on Lake Ontario. On Saturday, we close the street down for the Rava Street Shuffle, which is like Mardi Gras. We have 25 bands on the street playing in the afternoon. We have two free stages, and then Friday night, of course, we have the paid stage with David Wilcox, Angelique Francis, who just won the Juno, and I'm really proud. Over 25 years, we've brought in kids like Spencer McKenzie, who in our junior jam he played, and now he's was nominated for a Juno. Like Jimmy Boskill, who I discovered playing with Blue Rodeo. So we've we've come a long way.
Well, these are all like your kids, Chuck. It's like you're raising these children to become great musicians. Let's talk about Susie McNeil. I mean, I know that you guys are on stage on Sunday, and Sunday's going to be extra hot. I'm looking at Susie McNeil in the Chain Reaction, and you guys are performing too. Tell us about the lineup. As the weekend sort of winds down, I feel like there's lots of really good stuff happening on Sunday.
Yeah, well, you know, Susie's a Poor Credit girl.
Yeah?
And, she's being inducted into the Mississauga Walk of Fame. And we thought it was great to have her play. And, of course, she's going to be playing with Aerosmith later in the week.
I know.
And she's done really well. We've got, I wanted to bring back some people that played the very first one, like Jack DeKaiser and stuff like that. So we've done that. We've got some workshops. We've got buskers. It's going to be fun. I know they say nothing's fun for the whole family, but we try to make it as much fun as you can. You know.
For all the generations.
Yeah.
Talk to us about Port Credit. You've been a resident of Port Credit probably for as long as you can remember, or almost as long as you can remember. What is it about that community that keeps you living there?
The thing is that, I grew up there in the 50s, and you know, it was just a little wee town that... You know, I went to see my first movie and saw the first Beatles movie there, and it was really quaint. It's really kind of, taking off, like growing like crazy. But it's just, great restaurants. Yeah. You can go to restaurants. You can come to the park where we have lots of great, food trucks and stuff. And And it's just, everything's accessible.
Yeah.
You know, at 5 minutes, you can be in the park, you can be on the street, you can, you know, be at the Legion. Tonight we're doing a show, a free show at the Legion, you know, with guys I brought up from Mississippi who are really good friends. Stan Street, who does the artwork for the festival.
Not to mention a phenomenal view of Lake Ontario.
Oh, fantastic.
Right?
And go fishing. There's other things you can do.
Yeah. Yes,
you
know? But mostly a festival.
Yeah.
For
yes.
all the details, go to southsideshuffle.ca. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tim Hortons Southside Shuffle Blues and Jazz Festival. Chuck Jackson is festival founder and lead vocalist with the legendary Downchild Blues Band. Have a fun weekend, Chuck.
Looking forward to it.